Frederick started forward. His movement was seen by a uniform inspector in the doorway, a hard, competent-looking man, and as the stretcher was being put into the cab, the inspector stepped down the path towards him.
"Can I help you, sir?" the inspector said when he reached the gate. "Were you expecting to see someone here?"
"I came to pay a call on a lady at this address," said Frederick. "A Mrs. Budd." The inspector glanced over at the cab, nodded to the attendants to close the door and leave, and then turned back to Frederick.
"Would you care to step inside a moment?" he said.
Frederick followed him into the narrow hall, where a constable shut the door behind them. A medical-looking man came out of the front room. Frederick could hear a girl sobbing inside it.
"Can she answer questions?" the inspector asked.
"Aye, if you're quick," said the doctor. "I've given her a draught to calm her down, and she'll be feeling sleepy in a few minutes. Better have her put to bed."
The inspector nodded. Opening the door, he beckoned to Frederick to come through. Seated on Mrs. Budd's sofa, her eyes red-rimmed and her chest shaking with sobs, was a housemaid of 16 or so.
"All right, Sarah," said the inspector. "Stop crying at once, and look at me. Your mistress is on her way to hospital. They'll look after her now. Listen to me carefully. Have you seen this man before?"
The girl, still gulping and trembling, looked briefly at Frederick and shook her head.
"No, sir,"
she whispered.
"He wasn't one of the men who came here today."
"No, sir."
"You're sure, Sarah? You're quite safe now. Have a good look."
"I never seen him before. Honest."
She began to cry again. The inspector opened the door and called to the constable.
"Here, Davis, take the girl upstairs. Give her a glass of water or something."
The constable took the housemaid out of the room, and then the inspector closed the door again and took out his notebook and pencil.
"Could I have your name, sir?"
"Frederick Garland, 45 Burton Street, photographer. Now, would you mind telling me why I've been taking part in an impromptu and, for all I know, illegal identity parade? What the hell's going on? And what has happened to Nellie Budd?"
"She was attacked earlier this morning by two men. The housemaid let them in. She said they were marked about the face. Black eyes, swollen nose, that kind of thing. You've got a fine bruise yourself, sir."
"Oh, that's it, I see. Well, I got this when some damned fool opened a railway door in my face. Where have they taken her, and how badly hurt is she?"